Well, grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. He looked in the mirror again. A woman standing right behind his reflection was smiling at him and waving. He reached out his hand to feel the air behind him. If she was really there, he'd touch her. Their reflections were so close together. But he felt only air. She existed only in the mirror. Well, she was a very pretty woman. She had dark red hair, and her eyes are like mine, Harry thought, edging a little closer to the glass. Bright green, exactly the same shape. But then he noticed she was crying. Smiling, but crying at the same time. The tall, thin, black-haired man standing next to her put his arm around her. He wore glasses, and his hair was very untidy. It stuck up in the back just a bit, just as Harry's did. Harry was so close to the mirror now that his nose was nearly touching that of his reflection. "Mom?" he whispered. "Dad?" The Potter smiled and waved at Harry, and he stared hungrily back at them, his hands pressed flat against the glass, as though he was hoping to fall right through it and reach them. He had a powerful kind of ache inside him, half joy, half terrible sadness. In Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, Harry stumbles across a magic mirror, the Mirror of Erised, and in it he sees his parents, who had died protecting him as a baby. As Dumbledore later explains to him, the mirror, quote, shows us nothing more or less than the deepest, most desperate desires of our hearts. You who have never known your family, see them standing around you. In today's gospel reading, Jesus tells his disciples, I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. Well, that word orphan jumped out at me, especially because many heroes in famous books like Harry Potter are orphans. It's just a common storytelling motif. The hero no longer has parents or a family of birth, and so they're out on their own. And it's scary. So when Harry sees the Mirror of Erised, he sees a glimpse of his parents. He sees those he loves, but he can't quite reach them. The disciples in this gospel reading are starting to feel like orphans too. Now, this reading follows right after the one we heard last week. So the disciples are still gathered with Jesus in the upper room. Judas had just left to betray Jesus, and Jesus had just announced that Peter would deny him very soon. The disciples can't believe what they've heard. They feel like they've lost, or that they're about to lose, everyone who is dear to them. They feel lost, alone, and abandoned. This scene of Harry touching the mirror and trying to reach his parents sounds very similar to what we're going through today, too. Because in order to talk with our loved ones, there's a barrier between us. A video chat screen. A window of a house. A mask on our face. We're close enough to see them and talk with them, but we can't touch them. It's just like how Harry reached out his hand to touch his mother, but he couldn't. for many of us today, our greatest desire. The thing we would probably see in the mirror of Erised is us touching our loved ones, hugging them, eating with them, being closer than 6 feet apart from them. This coronavirus has cut us off from one another. Yes, we are in this together, but it still hurts. We still feel alone. Well, during that last night with Jesus, the disciples felt very alone too. Soon they would no longer be able to touch Jesus or eat with him either. He would be on the cross, suffering a horrible death, and then he would be buried in the tomb. They would no longer hear his words. They would no longer see his miracles. They would feel like they are cut off from this one who loves them. But Jesus knows how upsetting this is to the disciples. He knows all of the emotions that they're going through. He knows how his upcoming death is going to turn their world upside down. So this is why he says to them, "I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live." He also promises to send them another advocate, another one who will be with them just as he was. Well, this advocate, of course, is the Holy Spirit. And often when we think of advocate, we think of someone who speaks out on behalf of someone else, like an advocate in the healthcare system or the education system. An advocate is someone who stands up for those who are not heard and brings their voice to the attention of others. So the Holy Spirit is indeed an advocate. However, the Holy Spirit does not speak on our behalf to Jesus. Instead, it's just the opposite. The Holy Spirit speaks on Jesus' behalf to us. The advocate brings Jesus to our attention. In those times that we don't hear his voice, the Holy Spirit reminds us of him. As Jesus says a few verses later, "But the advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you." The Holy Spirit is the presence of Jesus with us when he's not physically here. Harry longed to have his parents physically there with them, but he couldn't. The disciples longed to keep Jesus there with them, but they couldn't. And we long to hug our loved ones on the other side of that video chat screen or that window, but we can't. However, that does not mean that we are not alone. That does not mean that we are alone. Pardon me. This is Jesus' promise to us. He will not and does not leave us orphaned. He promises the disciples that the Holy Spirit will be with them. He promises us that the Holy Spirit will be with us too. He reminds us that we do still have a family. Throughout the series, Harry Potter yearned for a family. That was the deepest desire of his heart, as he saw reflected in that mirror. However, even though his parents were not there with him, he did still have a family. He had Dumbledore, who was like a father figure to him. He had friends like Ron and Hermione, who were closer to him than siblings were. And there were even people like Sirius Black and Severus Snape, who were specifically told by his parents to take care of him. Despite missing his parents, Harry was never really alone. And despite missing Jesus, the disciples were not really alone either. They received the promised advocate, the Holy Spirit. They received this one who reminded them of all that Jesus said and did. They received this one who empowered them to remind others about Jesus too. And despite not being able to touch our family members and friends, we are not really alone either. Yes, video chat calls and phone calls are not quite the same as being with them in person, but we are still connected. And in a way, keeping social distance has actually brought us closer together. Because I imagine that there are now more video chats being held, more phone calls being made, more letters being written, because we are intentionally reaching out to one another. We are intentionally reminding others that we love them and that they are not alone. This virus may force us to stand 6 feet apart from one another, but it cannot truly keep us apart. And most importantly, this virus cannot keep us apart from Jesus. The Holy Spirit is here with us. Even when we feel scared and worried and concerned about the future, like the disciples were that last night with Jesus, Jesus reminds us that he does not leave us orphaned. The Holy Spirit is with us, reminding us of all that Jesus has said. And when we remind others of what Jesus has said, and of his love for them too, that is proof of the Holy Spirit at work as well. So we are not alone. We are still part of the family of God. And nothing, not even death, can break that connection. In the name of the one who does not leave us orphaned, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.